If you've ever wondered whether it's too late to build muscle, get stronger bones, or completely transform your body after 40, this one is for you. Becoming strong isn't just possible, it's one of the most powerful things that you can do for your metabolism, your confidence, your bones, your energy, and your long-term health. Today, I'm sharing the science of building muscle, strengthening bones, and living longer, and why most women have been focusing on the wrong things. So keep listening. Welcome to the Holly Perkins Health Podcast for women who want to get stronger, leaner, and healthier for life. For over 30 years, I've helped women build the two things that determine how well you age: muscle and bone. When you become at least 70% lean mass, everything improves, from metabolism and energy to mobility, resilience, and longevity. You'll get my science-backed strategies to create the body that you need to stay in the game of life and out of the rocking chair. If you're at the stage of life where everything is shifting, your energy, your body fat, your tummy, your arms, your mindset, and you find yourself thinking more about the future, you might start to feel like, will my body stand the test of time and support me in the life that I want to live in the years ahead? And to that I say, welcome to the club. I am right there with you. Everything shifts in midlife, and it's often a wake-up call to change how you address your physical body and your health and your practices. It's time to make some changes. So in this episode, you'll learn why building and maintaining lean muscle mass is one of the most important things that you can do for your metabolism, your body composition, your energy, your architecture, and your long-term health. How strength training helps to strengthen your skeleton so that you can reduce your risk of osteoporosis and support your independence as you get older, and the surprising connection between strength, brain health, disease prevention, and living not just longer, but better. By the end of this episode, you'll understand why strength training is far more than an exercise or an activity or something to do. It's literally one of the most effective tools that we have for building a stronger body, a sharper mind, and a healthier future. So here's the thing that a lot of people really forget. Muscle gives you the strength that you need to live and to keep up with your days. And strong bones give you the structure, the architecture, as I like to say, to stay independent. If you want to live well and longer, you've got to have strong muscles and strong bones. And that is why becoming strong over 40, really, it's not just about looking younger, although most of us love that side effect. I certainly do, without a doubt. When a fit woman walks in the room, she generally looks on average 10 to 15 years younger than another woman her age. And it's about creating a body that serves you, that supports you for the next 30 or 40 or maybe even 50 years. A 2026 meta-analysis that included more than 4,000 women found that resistance training significantly improved strength in women across their lifespan, including postmenopausal women. There's so much you can do to improve your strength. The researchers concluded that women continue to respond remarkably well to strength training, regardless of age or menopausal status. I know that there's a lot of rhetoric out there that once you're in midlife or as your estrogen declines or once you're postmenopausal, it's impossible to be stronger, get stronger, or build muscle. And that's not true. You can always make incremental improvements. And one of the landmark studies on postmenopausal women had participants train with progressive resistance only twice a week for 1 year. And get this, their strength increased by 75% in their knee extension strength, and you need that for things like going up and down stairs and walking. 35% in leg press strength. This is what gets you in and out of your rocking chair as you get older. And 77% in lat pull down strength, which is wild. Your lats are literally the largest muscle group in your upper body. So they are second largest muscle group to the glutes. And it's one of the muscle groups where what I see in women, it gets weak very fast. And this tends to lead to shoulder issues. Many women assume that strength and muscle mass decline inevitably after 40, but that's not actually what the science shows. There is so much that you can do now to improve your body composition so that you feel better today and you look fabulous tomorrow and you protect your happiness in the years ahead. So when I've polled women that are new to my community, many of them think that when I say, what does strong mean to you? Or what does physical strength mean? A lot of women think it believes, oh, I can deadlift my body weight, or I look muscular, or I'm able to play pickleball better. I have better athletic performance, right? But the truth is, those things are all, I would argue, the application of strength or the benefit of having strength. But the truth is, when we look at your life holistically, having strength means carrying groceries effortlessly, 6 bags at a time, regardless of where you've parked or how old you are. It means protecting your bones because strength training is, I feel, the most powerful thing you can do to keep your bones healthy. It's maintaining your independence. There was a time this past year where I just had not been on my game and my weight loads were getting lower. I wasn't strength training consistently. I had to travel, my suitcase weighed 50 pounds, and I remember I went to pull it off of the baggage carousel. I was by myself, and I could barely get it off the baggage carousel. And most of the time in my life, I pick that thing up with one hand, and it's a piece of cake, and I help the woman next to me with her bag. And so there's something to be said for the joy of this independence and the convenience of being able to put your suitcase, let's say, up above in the overhead bin when you're traveling. And beyond those benefits, having true strength improves your body composition. I will always argue that is the most important indicator and marker of your future health. Your body composition is how much of your current body weight is muscle and how much is fat. Now, some of it is also bone, but we're really focused on the percentage of lean mass versus body fat. And it matters because with less muscle mass and more body fat, you are prone to injury, disease, and loss of independence when you're older. And one of the things I hear most from women that come to me for coaching is that they just want to have more energy and stamina to get through the day. And while that might sound like a thing that's nice to have, I will tell you, it is a radical game changer when you have the energy and the stamina to do whatever you need to during your day and end the day with energy. Wouldn't that be amazing? And imagine what this means for your confidence and just your satisfaction and joy of life. Being strong over 40 is about capability, not just appearance, although I think appearance is a respectable motivation as well. Many women don't realize that beginning around the age of 30, you naturally start losing muscle mass at a faster rate, and the process accelerates to a great degree after menopause. Losing muscle is a problem because it influences your metabolism, blood sugar control, mobility. A lot of people don't realize that you might think that your hamstrings are tight and or that your hips are tight or that you lack ankle mobility, but often that points back to insufficiencies in your strength. One of the things that my clients are so surprised by is a natural improvement in flexibility, range of motion, mobility, and stability of their joints simply by getting stronger and building more muscle. Losing muscle also influences your balance. A lot of people think balance is a function of inner ear. But if you don't have the strength and coordination of the synergistic muscles that control balance below the hips, you're going to be challenged, and this influences your physical independence. Loss of muscle also impacts immune function and recovery from illness. Think of your muscle as your body's retirement account. Every workout is a deposit towards another year in the future. Every incremental weight gain on your goblet squat is another year that you live better. Every ounce of muscle that you can add right now is going to add time and joy to your life on the other end. The more muscle you build now, the more reserves you have for later in life when sarcopenia accelerates. Many people think that muscle simply moves your body and makes you fit and makes you look good, which it does. But modern science shows that muscle acts as an endocrine organ. When muscles contract during strength training, they release signaling molecules called myokines. And these compounds communicate with your brain, your liver, your bones, your gut and digestive system, fat tissue, and your immune system. In many ways, muscle functions like medicine that's manufactured inside of your own body. And this is exactly why I say strength training has benefits of its own just as an activity. Even if you're not building muscle, you can be strength training and maintaining your strength and improving your function. And there's benefits in both cases. Now, I will always argue you should be strength training for hypertrophy to actually build muscle. But if you're in a season where you just need to maintain, there are still these biochemical processes and benefits of strength training as an activity. But there is a catch, as there pretty much always is. The scale doesn't know the difference between fat and muscle, and this points back to your body composition. And many women unintentionally lose muscle because they are on a quest to lose weight. And this is why I am on a mission to get you to stop being so distracted by weight loss and let that not be your primary target. You will reduce your body fat and become smaller and tighter and leaner. And if you do it right, you will achieve a lower number on the scale through strength training, right? But the primary outcome can't be weight loss, because that leads to decisions and behaviors and habits that also come with muscle loss. And the research shows, as I always say, that with weight loss generally comes a 25% loss of muscle. So if you lose 10 pounds on the scale, 2.5 pounds were muscle, unless you are very deliberate in how you go about it. And this results in a lower metabolism. A lot of people don't realize that. I was raised in the 70s and 80s, and I would argue it was the skinny era, where like skinny equated to sexy and feminine. And so I know my brain is really programmed to skinny equates to a higher quality woman. We know that's absolutely not true, but a lot of women have this programming that we are better or happier or our self-esteem is better when we're skinny. And while that might be true for you as well, we know it's not true. In general, it's also not a healthy construct. But here's the thing. As you lose weight, your metabolism goes down. And this is why it gets harder and harder to maintain simply a lower body weight, especially through diet alone. But if you're not keeping an eye on your muscle mass, because lower body weight means fewer calories are needed, and the metabolism downgrades unless you are really focusing on becoming more muscle at any given weight load. And muscle loss increases frailty and injury and decline as you get older. And as your metabolism declines through weight loss or muscle loss, we generally see greater weight regain because your metabolism has now reset to a lower caloric balance because you don't have the muscle to keep your metabolism up. I'm seeing this with women that come to me who haven't had a great experience with weight loss injectables. It seems that every time I turn around now, someone new is using a weight loss injectable, and I'm not in any way here to comment on the pros and cons of it because it really is a case-by-case scenario. I think that weight loss injectables could potentially be the wave of the future and a very important health initiative for us when you understand them and when you use them correctly. But most practitioners and most women are not using them correctly, losing muscle, going off of them, and inevitably the weight comes back faster because you didn't protect your muscle. So, my friend, instead of trying to quote unquote lose weight, please let your goal be to become more muscular, to be more muscle and less fat. So, here are some tips to help you build muscle after 40. Number one, you absolutely must be strength training for hypertrophy 2 to 4 times per week. Now, in my opinion, 2 isn't gonna move the needle. 4, you've got to be really smart about how you're doing it. 3 strength sessions a week is really the sweet spot because it allows you to get enough volume and it allows you to tax your muscles enough, but not so strenuously that you need more recovery. The trouble I see with women that are strength training 4 times per week, if they're over 40 or 50, is they aren't getting sufficient recovery. And then they're getting into what we call overreaching, where your body isn't fully recovered. You train again, and it's this very subtle decline of performance until you actually get into a phase of overtraining. And I've noticed that 3 strength sessions per week is that beautiful sweet spot where you're able to get the stimulus with plenty of recovery. You've got to be focusing on progressive overload. The more I look at the research, the more I truly believe that what matters most at the end of the day is that you are lifting more in 3 months than you are today. I know that all aspects of supervising your own training program or trying to get in better shape or build muscle, whatever it may be, can be very complicated. And there are a lot of voices out there that are going to tell you a lot of mixed messages. And what I have seen after being in practice for 30 years, but also looking at the research, is that what really does work best as your top priority is increasing your weight loads. And so if that is your top priority, that informs and dictates your rep ranges, right? So if the number one goal is to increase your weight load, do you think you'll achieve that better by doing 30 reps or 8 reps? I just got an update from one of my clients whom I've been working with for about a year now. She's in her 60s. When she started working with me, she hadn't been strength training. It was really a new activity for her. Her body fat was high. Her lean mass was well below 70%. And we put her on this path to really build muscle. And with a change in her programming recently, where the reps reduced to 8, she is now doing a deadlift heavier than her body weight. And that is, number one, remarkable for any woman. To be able to deadlift your body weight is remarkable. It's extra remarkable when you're deadlifting more than your body weight. And it's like triple remarkable if you're over 50. And that happened by using lower rep ranges. So I'm not here to debate building muscle through all rep ranges because that is what the science supports. But isn't it funny that her weight loads really increased when she stopped doing higher reps? And you want to prioritize compound movements. I'm going to talk about that up next. You have to eat sufficient protein between 25 and 30% of your daily calories, and you really do have to keep an eye turned towards recovering so that you're fully recovering between workouts. And here's the really cool thing that I'm going to talk about in my upcoming book, Muscle and Bone. Did you know that muscle isn't the only tissue that responds to strength training? Pretty much every organ in your body does respond, but Every time you challenge your muscles through strength training, you're also sending a very powerful message to your bones. So up next, you'll learn my best insights for improving bone health. But first, I want to tell you about one of my favorite things that helps me get better workouts and see more obvious results in the mirror, because who am I kidding? Being healthy is my top priority. Really, feeling good is my top priority. But looking good is also super nice. Stop weighing yourself and letting your bathroom scale dictate your mood each day. Creatone is a special creatine formula designed just for women. Doctors designed Creatone to reshape and tone your body without added diet and exercise. Two women can be the same height and weight, but the woman taking Creatone will look more fit, more in shape, and toned. When you take it, you'll notice visible results first. Your jeans will be looser, you'll look leaner, toned, and in shape. And again, this all happens without adding more diet and exercise. So stop getting stuck in the same exhausting cycle where you lose 5 pounds and you gain 6, then you lose 10, and then you gain 12. Creatone is the purest form of creatine in the world, sourced from Germany, and it's designed to help reshape and tone your body even before you start losing weight. Creatone targets your body's fat to muscle composition, and it targets overall fitness and firmness so that your tummy, thighs, glutes, and arms look tighter and firmer, smoother, and more defined. Creatone also supports weight loss by helping to convert excess body fat into usable energy so that you burn calories more efficiently. Let me get you started with 20% off your first order. Visit tonetoday.com, promo code HollyP. That's promo code HollyP at tonetoday.com. So let's talk about the silent threat that many women don't think about until it's too late: your bones. Bone loss occurs without symptoms. That's why it's tricky. You won't even know it's happening until your doctor orders a DEXA scan at 62, and surprise, you've got bone issues, either osteoporosis or osteopenia. Women can lose significant bone density before 62, and that is why I recommend getting a baseline DEXA for bone density in your 40s or early 50s. That's what I have my clients do so we can see where they are. And thankfully, we've been able to catch many women in their early 50s that are on the cusp of osteopenia. And had they waited until the standard age of 62, it would have been almost too late. Now, I like to believe it's never too late, but the truth is, if you're 62 and you've got osteoporosis, it's definitely a lot harder to improve your bone density. We can. I've seen it, but wouldn't it be better if you started a little bit younger and avoided it altogether? I will tell you, I sleep really well at night knowing I do not have to worry about bone density issues. When I got my bone density DEXA at 50, I think I was 51, which I should have done it sooner, but at 51, I have the bone health of women in their 20s. Actually, my bone density is better than women in their 20s. And so it's something I just don't have to worry about. And that definitely makes for a better night's sleep. Osteoporosis is sometimes called a silent disease because a fracture is often the first warning sign. And at that point, your bones have become so soft that you pretty much have to use prescription medication for the rest of your life. And it's terrible. And you're also a lot more limited in your independence. Many people imagine bones as these like static structures, right? That are the architecture and the support for your body. But your bones are actually living tissue that's constantly changing and remodeling. And bone cells are continuously asking and listening, hey, do we still need this bone that we have? And if the answer that comes back from your body is no, the body removes that bone. And if the answer is yes, the body reinforces it. It's a really cool concept where Osteoblasts are the bone cells that build bone, and simultaneously, osteoclasts are bone cells breaking down your bone. They work in tandem, and we need them to work the right way so that your osteoblasts are outperforming the osteoclasts. And a lot of this depends on how you're using your body at any given moment. There really is a lot of truth to the old sentiment, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. It's true. So let's talk about how strength training builds stronger bones. When muscles pull on bones during exercise, they create what we call mechanical stress, and that stress is what stimulates the bone-building cells, osteoblasts. Bones grow stronger when they experience forces that challenge these cells to lay down a new mineral matrix that then forms into denser bone. Now, despite what some of the other voices out there say, not all exercise is the same. Not all weight-bearing exercise is good enough. In the 80s and 90s, we used to teach weight-bearing exercise like walking is good for your bones. We now know walking is good, but it's actually not that valuable for improving bone density. Some exercises truly are better and best for improving bone density and bone strength. And this is where the big Mac Daddy systemically challenging exercises come in. And this is why I'm always talking about squats. Squats of all kinds. When we look at compound movement patterns, where multiple joints are moving throughout the motion, stimulating a variety and a number of muscles and muscle groups, we get a better stimulus. And so squats of any kind are an incredible exercise. It could be goblet squats or dumbbell squats or front squats or barbell back squats or squats to a bench. Any version of a squat is beneficial. I happen to be a big fan of a barbell back squat when you really learn proper technique because you get incredible benefit even at lower weight loads. Number two is deadlifts. I have my clients of all ages, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and of course younger, doing deadlifts. They could be dumbbell for sure if you don't have a barbell, but I really do love and prefer a barbell deadlift. Step-ups, which are also known as what's called a level change exercise. It's literally the only exercise that's a level change. And what this means is you literally have to use certain muscles to push and pull your body upward or downward in space. And this is what's needed as a strengthening tool to keep you going up and down stairs safely as you get older. And that's why when people say to me, oh, well, bench step-ups bother my knees. And I'm like, well, then how do you plan to climb a flight of stairs when you're 82? You won't. That is why so many older people have single-level homes because they're afraid of going up and down stairs. But my argument is I just built a new home and it's got a huge staircase. And you know what? I'm not worried about it because I'm going to make sure that I'm able to climb them by twos for the rest of my life. Load carries, where you're holding and moving a significant percentage of your current body weight, and you're moving it across the space. So we're talking 75 to 100% of your current body weight to improve grip strength and general coordination between all of your joints during movement. And lastly, overhead presses. And this is one that so many people avoid because of shoulder issues, yet it's super important to remedy shoulder issues and prevent them in the future. And to answer a question before you ask, yes, walking is a wonderful activity. I love it, but it typically doesn't create enough loading on your spine and your body to maximize bone adaptation, even if you're using a weighted vest. I will always say that anything is better than nothing. So if you're going to go on a walk and you want to put on your weighted vest, that's fine. But it won't really move the needle like these compound exercises using progressive resistance. So here are some specific tips for bone health. Lift progressively heavier weights. I think if you get nothing from me, that will be the message I want to stick in your head. You've got to use heavier weight loads over time to really improve your body on all levels. Include lower body movements, like the ones that I just mentioned, that are compound, complex exercises involving multiple joints. Don't be afraid of squats, step-ups, and deadlifts, or lunges. Include impact when appropriate. I have other podcast episodes on this, and I'm in the process of developing some kind of a resource so that you know when it's safe and appropriate to introduce impact exercises. Consume adequate protein, of course, and minerals that support bone health. So calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, possibly vitamin K. Up next, the benefits of strength training don't stop with muscles and bones. They extend all the way to your brain and may influence how long and how well you live. But before I get to that, I wanted to share something very exciting. If you're feeling inspired and you want to start building some real muscle, you can learn exactly what I teach my most successful clients to strategically add 5 pounds of lean muscle in the next 5 months. I'll walk you through the precise adjustments to your training, your nutrition, and your cardio so that your body is primed and positioned to build lean, strong, supportive muscle, the kind that lasts. And you can get this live recorded workshop for free. It's a $20 value, and it's called the Optimized for Muscle Lab. In order to get it for free, simply post a review of my podcast, grab a screenshot, and upload it at hollyperkins.com/review. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. It normally sells for $20, and this is your chance to get it right now at no cost. So let's talk about longevity and brain health, because strength is a direct marker of longevity and the quality of your life. And this section often surprises people because research consistently shows that measures of strength predict health outcomes. That's why we often talk about grip strength. Grip strength can predict how well you will live into the future, not because you need to be able to hold on to things for dear life, but because your grip strength is an easy way to measure your total body fitness and strength. People with greater strength tend to experience lower mortality risk. This has been proven in the research. Better physical function, no surprise there, right? Greater independence and a reduced risk of disability. And that's my biggest fear, right? I've seen many older folks really just decline into the rocking chair where they really can't do much but be slumped over and take a nap. And I will do anything in my power to avoid that. That's not the way I want to live out all of my years. There's one thing to be having an eye towards longevity and living longer, but I would much rather live a shorter life that's full and expansive and filled with adventures, not naps in the rocking chair. And from this perspective, your strength isn't merely a fitness metric, it's really a health metric. Beyond all the things that we've already talked about, strength protects your brain. And the conversation about Alzheimer's and cognitive decline is growing. And we know through the research that exercise helps. Any exercise helps, but more specifically, strength training appears to provide unique benefits. One of them being it increases brain size. The benefits of strength training for your brain include improved blood flow, increased growth factors, better insulin sensitivity, which is very important for your brain, reduced inflammation. A lot of people think inflammation is in their body, but it can also be in your brain, and enhanced cognitive function. Every strength training workout is an investment, not just in your muscles, in your appearance, and improved tummy or midsection or belly fat, but it's also an investment in your future brain. So when you're thinking about your training activities and your commitment to strength training, it's really helpful to understand there's a difference between health span and lifespan, right? It's a very powerful distinction. Your lifespan or longevity is how long you live. And as I often say, like, who cares if you live to 120 if they're terrible years? And I'm sure there's someone in your life that you've seen decline into old age where the last handful of years are just torture and awful. And so what value is a longer lifespan if those aren't quality years? To me, that is just the worst case scenario. And when we compare that to health span, it really talks about how long you remain healthy and capable and independent. And most women simply don't want more years. They want more years with their loved ones to be able to go on adventures and to see family members through all of their life stages. Most women want better energy, better mobility, stability, confidence, independence, freedom from preventable decline. Strength training directly supports all of these things. This is why, after 30 years of being in the fitness and nutrition industry, I really distilled everything I saw through all of these years down to one primary target. The only thing that matters is your muscles, because they influence everything in your body and your life. Imagine being 70 or 80 and carrying your own luggage, traveling by yourself, lifting and playing with grandchildren or great-grandchildren. I am so lucky that my father has a grandchild. Like, how cool is that? He's 86. And while he's definitely getting older, he's able to get up and get out and do things. He's very active. How cool is that? And you want to know the two exercises I make him do? Squats to a chair, getting up and down in and out of a chair so that he's able to get in and out of his rocking chair, and overhead presses and band pulls. Three key exercises in addition to walking on a treadmill, right? Those are the three exercises I chose for him. Squats, overhead pressing, and upper body pulling to target the latissimus dorsi, which I talked about earlier. Your lat strength is so important. Imagine what it would be like to be 70 or 74 or 78 or 82 and to be able to go on a hike or travel independently or living in your own two-story home by yourself or remaining physically capable in everything that you do. That future is built right now. And the good news is not built through perfection. It's built through consistency. Just get consistent with your strength training like your life depends on it, because my friend, it does. And all it takes is 3 strength sessions a week. That's easy. You can do that, right? Now that you better understand the science of building muscle, strengthening your bones, and living longer and better, you might wonder how nutrition plays into this, because we didn't really talk about it a lot. So up next, I want you to listen to episode 103, How to Track Macros the Right Way for Women. After 30 years of seeing it all and being in practice coaching people, I reveal in this episode the absolutely best way to structure your food every single day for optimal health, vitality, body composition, and preservation of muscle. It's linked in the show notes here, or just come over to my website, hollyperkins.com/blog, and search macros, episode 103. And I'll leave you with this, a question to ponder. Your future is anything but certain. And how do you want it to go? because the one thing that you can do to put a vote towards a better future is to get strength training now. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and stay tuned for another brand new one on Tuesday of next week. Stay strong, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I am so happy that you're here, and I hope you loved it. If you did, please take a moment to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review. And if you want more from me, check out my blog and coaching programs over at hollyperkins.com. That's all for now. I'll see you next week.